I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we had a chance to speak with Dave Stensis. He's the organizer of the John Lennon Night that's coming up tomorrow night at the Ordock Brewing Company in Marquette. We had a chance to find out more about the event and how you can get involved. Here's more with Dave Stensis.
Yeah, it was so good last year. We had to do it again. It's a celebration of John Lennon, Beatles music, and, you know, John Lennon was... an advocate for peace and cooperation. Those things are, you know, things we still need to keep in front of us. But this is also a fundraiser for people who are hungry, basically. We're going to let people donate funds to either the West Michigan Food Bank, which is located in Ishpeming, or UNICEF, which helps people in about 190 countries around the world, and they have a focus on children. That's what the organization was founded for. So either organization is going to help people who are really in need of a meal and other, you know, basic essentials.
Well, last year, I know that the concept was a fairly simple one, and I know you're kind of following that again, and that is to get area musicians together to do interpretations and versions of John Lennon tunes or Lennon-penned Beatles songs and keep that spirit going. But I can tell you also that it's not an easy thing to get all these musicians together, and it sounds like you had a good response that they want to play this year, so what's
oh,
happening?
Yeah.
You got all kind of got everything from solo folks to full bands.
Yeah,
and a great night.
We have 13 different acts
wow.
that will be playing.
Wow,
and that includes some of the area's best known songwriters, singer songwriters like Mike Waite and Jeff Krebs. We also have bands. There are more bands this time around, like the Amnesians, who are a real popular Marquette band.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a band coming from the Minocqua, Wisconsin area called Big Road, really a professional band. There are some people who put bands together for this event, like the guy who's the manager of the West Michigan Food Bank has a band called Dr. M. It was kind of a cool serendipitous thing. We've got a guy actually coming from Arizona who's played in a band here on and off over the years. He was from Marquette. The band is called Beyond Ambition. There's Michael Penglace, like I said,
a whole
Drew
bunch.
The Geezers. Yeah,
Drew,
whole,
yeah, we know Drew because our own Dennis that works here is in Drew and the Geezers, and I know they've been really working. They were really working. He was telling me about the set they were going to do, that they wanted to make sure that they were going to play some of the stuff that you probably weren't thinking you were going to hear because it'd be easy to do the standards, so to speak.
Right.
So they've been working on that kind of stuff. So you're not going to hear the same song by 15 different people or whatever. But the idea then is a contribution at the door, which is, you know, I heard something that you could allocate where it goes or what, how it works.
Yeah, simple. This is a really, you know, a simple event. We're not doing auctions. We're keeping this really simple. You come in and you have a choice of two jars. You can put your money in either jar. Those funds will be, yeah,
yep.
or both.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's we're just making it as simple as possible for people to say, you know, I want my money to go to this organization, that organization, both, and we'll make sure it gets there.
That's the comments of Dave Stensis, the organizer of the John Lennon Night that runs tomorrow starting at 5:45 until midnight at the Ordock Brewing Company in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.